Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Josina Anderson from CBS Sports going to join us here on Baskin and Phelps. Welcome. I'm Jeff Phelps, Dan Menigan in for Andy Baskin today. We've had a lot of things cooking. Deshaun Watson's hearing underway, apparently, with Sue Robinson. We will see how that turns out. We have no idea when it will turn out. We have no idea what the end result will be, although the NFL, according to all reports, looking for an indefinite suspension of at least a year. That's not good if you're the Cleveland Browns and you're hoping to have him play quarterback for you this year. Then we have Baker Mayfield speaking at the camp in Oklahoma, where he said, basically, he was asked, could you possibly play for the Browns next year? And he said, no. For that to happen, they'd have to reach out, which contradicts no.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all really interesting. And then we have Adrian Peterson fighting Le'Veon Bell.
Well, of course, because you got to add that in on the tail end of it. It's today is an unprecedented day. We'll go with that one.
The thing just continues to be so wide open. And the thing, I mean, the Browns quarterback situation. You know, we thought we put an end to this when Baker Mayfield was drafted.
You thought
you had your guy. We've been talking about the Browns quarterback situation, not just since we've been on the air. When did we go on the air? 2011?
Yeah.
We've been talking about it since the Browns returned in 1999.
Absolutely.
We've actually been talking about it since Bernie Kosar was released. From that moment on, we've been talking about this in this town. I'm tired of it. You're tired of it. We want a quarterback. We don't have one. We think we have one. If the judge says, I see nothing here, boom, you have your quarterback, Deshaun Watson, end of story. If she doesn't, all right, then what do you do?
If she doesn't, and this whole thing, gosh, I think what happens is you roll with Jacoby Brissett, and I think that's what the team is comfortable doing. Everybody we've asked has come back and said the same thing, which is that they are comfortable with Jacoby Brissett as the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns going into the 2022 season. And I continue to look at that, and I continue to think if they're comfortable with it, and if they think that gives them the best chance to make the playoffs, then that's the answer.
Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. She covers the NFL for CBS Sports. She's with CBS Sports HQ. She's host of The Crew and Undefined with Josina Anderson. You can follow her on Twitter at Josina Anderson. She is Josina Anderson. Hi, Josina. Thanks for being
with us. Hey, guys. How are you? Apologize to your audience for being a bit behind doing the rounds here. And also, obviously, working for the people that pay me. So,
yeah, that
helps. I'm here, and thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, and always appease the people who pay the bills before doing the free stuff.
Yeah, there you go. So, not much going on today.
No, not at all.
Let's start with Deshaun Watson in the hearing. Any word you're hearing from your NFL sources as to A, how it might be going, B, how long it might go on, and C, what it might end up being? In the end?
I do not know how long it will go. I think it'll go how long it goes. I will say in the past when I've covered these from Ray Rice to Adrian Peterson, on down, sometimes they're a day, sometimes they're multiple days. So I don't know the extent to which Sue Robinson's line of questioning will be, and any presentations that potentially will be made on either side. I mean, I know there are reporters, including myself, who are reporting things that we hear here and there, but I do think that there is a very strong effort to try to keep a lot of this under wraps as possible.
So lay out how we believe this is going to work, Josina. So the NFL is in there, the NFLPA and Deshaun Watson are talking to Judge Robinson, correct? And how is this going to go?
Well, my understanding is that obviously Deshaun Watson has his hearing today. It's going to give Sue Robinson an opportunity to talk. I am not sure at which point any of those presentations from either side will be made, but obviously at some point that will be a part of the process. I think that's as best as I can say. You know, the process that we are in now is a function of, you know, the 2020 CBA. And so a lot of this we're kind of all seeing unfold with this case for the first time. One of the things, though, that I think is interesting to mention, as I reported last week, that, you know, both sides were trying to achieve a discipline settlement in advance of this hearing. It didn't happen. However, you know, since we are in a kind of a labor arbitration situation, so to speak, a settlement potentially still could be reached in advance of Sue Robinson making her decision. So we'll see. I mean, as I reported on my Twitter, there is belief by some who I talked to that, you know, with the report that the NFL is seeking an indefinite suspension to be no less than a year, that them seeking that is, at least per the belief of some, in efforts to try to achieve or reach a settlement before Sue Robinson's time. It doesn't mean it will happen. I'm just sharing with you kind of things that I hear about what people feel about, you know, the process and why things have been laid out the way that they've been so far.
Josina Anderson joining us, CBS Sports. What would a settlement look like? In your estimation, Josina, what would make Deshaun Watson okay? What would make the NFL okay? And that they can just bury this thing and move on and have no appeals?
Well, you know, per my understanding and what we've heard directly from Deshaun Watson's mouth, you know, he doesn't feel that there is wrongdoing on his end with respect to these allegations, though he's mentioned that he's sensitive to why people have had certain issues with how things have been framed, that he said, and he mentioned that during his press conference at the mandatory camp. So obviously, per what he has said and per, you know, what I understand will be a part of the, you know, presentation on that side, as far as wanting to underline and highlight the purported mistruths in response to the allegations that he is facing, clearly he would be seeking discipline far less than what the NFL is seeking. I really just think, and this is what I've been saying on each show, this is not really about predicting where this will go. I think that we first and foremost need to hear how Sue Robinson feels, assuming that we'll reach the point to where she's delivering her decision. She is the X factor in this situation. You know, she's jointly appointed by both sides. Once we hear from Sue Robinson on this spectrum of discipline, we'll know where she is staking her flagpole, and then we can begin to talk about how we think the NFL will maneuver based on that and what they were initially seeking if both sides still fail to reach a settlement.
There's a theory being thrown about that the NFL does not want to undermine Sue Robinson for her first real case that she's had to deal with the NFL, so they may not appeal off of what she is saying. Do you buy that idea?
Potentially. I mean, there is always potential for that, because I believe in general, covering the league for two decades, that that the NFL is mindful of optics. They're mindful of all points to be considered. And because that would be a point of consideration, I could, you know, agree that that is something to think about. Now, whether that ends up happening, we'll see. But, you know, at the same time, you know, like I said, and I highlighted this on my Twitter as well. And I'm not saying that she will do this, but I don't know where she's going to go. You know, what if she feels that, you know, delivering a decision is prejudicial to the cases that he still has pending? What if on the way opposite end of that, she feels like, nope, 24 is 24. And, you know, there's something to be said about that total. I am not inserting my opinion in that. I'm just saying that I do not know how she feels or where she will land in that. And we just need to wait to see, you know, how that unfolds. But what I do think is interesting that while this process is still going on, especially with Jeffrey Kessler joining, you know, the NFLPA side and all that other stuff, and on both sides, there's still an opportunity for pressure points to be applied with respect to information that is out there in advance of us hearing a decision. So even though people have talked about, oh, well, ultimately this lands in, you know, Roger Goodell's lap, assuming that Sue Robinson finds that there's a violation, but in advance of that, there's still a lot of pressure points that can be pushed.
Josina Anderson's joining us from CBS Sports. I don't know if you heard comments from Baker Mayfield earlier today. But
I did. I saw the tweet that the guy tweeted.
Let me play what Baker said for you. And tell me, Josina, if you interpret it, and I'm just listening to what he said, I don't think he has slammed the door shut on the idea of playing for the Browns again. Here's what Baker had to say, Josina.
No, I think for that to happen, there would have to be some reaching out, but we're ready to move on, I think, on both sides.
Ready to move on both sides, he thinks, but for that to happen, there'd have to be some reaching out. That sounds like a smart business comment from Baker Mayfield to me. What's it sound like to you?
Well, I tweeted this, and I mentioned this on the last show that, you know, I was on. I'm not going to get into the specifics right now until I have some additional comments because obviously or additional conversation. That tweet came out while I'm in the middle of doing different shows, including this one. But what I did tweet out is that if he's intimating that, you know, by him saying that there would have to be some reach out, I think that there is an in. That it seems to be intimating that, you know, maybe there has been no reach out or what have you. And I just believe that if that's what he's intimating, that, you know, my understanding is different from what that feels like it's intimating. However, at the same time, he's also saying that both sides are ready to move on. And it sounds like there's kind of contrary statements in that, right? So I feel like that, to me, sounds also like someone who knows that the decision is not his. He's under contract. You see what I'm saying? Especially if he wants to get that $18.858 million, it's not up to him. And so, but what is up to him and completely up to him is his reaction to, you know, the situation that is coming to a head. If for some reason he's still a member of the Browns when training camp starts, It will be Baker's decision as to whether he, you know, shows up or not if he's not excused from not showing up, and so we will see, you know what I'm saying. So when he's saying, well, you know what I'm saying, he eventually, you know, Baker Mayfield's side, they've been, you know, holding their cards close, as I think they should. I think that's in their best interest. But eventually, we will hit a deadline with this training camp, you know, reporting date, and it will begin to show where he stands and also where the Browns stand, at least at that point, if they excuse him. And I said this with regards to the OBJ case last year. I don't feel, and this is just my opinion, this is not reporting, that I don't think that OBJ should have been you know, excused at that point, because I do think even within that conversation that there was some time that he was willing to, you know, actually come back, but that's a whole different story. My point is that the reason why I bring that up is because I'm trying to say this is not just unique to Baker Mayfield. In general, I feel that, you know, all of us working for us around America, the United States, around the globe, we all have to show up to work. Even when it's awkward, we don't like to, we feel disrespected, things are not going our way. We all have to show up to work, especially if you're getting paid handsomely to do that for $18.858 million. I think that that's what should happen, but that's just an opinion. which I feel like I have the right to express. I've been covering this league for two decades. But anyways,
that's why we're having you on the show. So thanks.
But that's just my opinion. But at the same time, I also feel like it's beneficial for Baker to show up.
Agreed.
You know, yep. I think it helps him. So it might be uncomfortable, but I also think it helps. And not only that, does it help in terms of narrative and optics and how you look, but it also helps the person who's in charge of where you go, right, to kind of keep the teams back from saying, no, it has to be completely our way because we know you have to get rid of it. If you're playing along, it helps the game of getting you to where you want to go.
All right, you swung into Browns camp during mini camp. How comfortable do you believe the Cleveland Browns are with Jacoby Brissett starting 17 games for them, if that is the case, if that is on the table?
I mean, I've heard people express their comfort. When I talk about Baker Mayfield needing to show up, it's not about expressing discomfort in Jacoby Brissett. It's about the fact, not the feeling, the fact that the person behind Jacoby Brissett has never started a game in the league. So that if Jacoby Brissett gets hurt, which can always happen, you're in a very precarious place relative to all the other guys on the team who are not just showing up to spread a lawn chair at the Browns facility and drink pina coladas during training camp and for the regular season.
Although
they're giving their blood, sweat, and tears too, right, to have a competitive season. And this is not a knock on Josh as far as your potential. This is about the fact that he has never started, and that is objectively a concern.
How do we get the lawn chairs and pina coladas?
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
You know, I'm now, it's like, it's 75 and sunny outside. I could see myself immediately in Berea with said pina colada in said lawn chair.
Listen, I don't drink alcohol, so mine would be virgin, but I love virgin pina coladas. I love virgin strawberry daiquiri, so I'm always game. I believe one time I actually went to Bucks camp, and it's been a while since I've been there, but I believe they have the tables with the umbrellas where you can sit down and you sit under the umbrella, so at least you get shade. So I always advocate for other teams to do that. At least that's what it was the last time I was there.
That's a professional organization right there. They know how to treat the media.
Josina, always a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you for your time. Yes, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for
Josina
hopping on
Anderson joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram line, CBS Sports. You can follow her on Twitter at Josina Anderson, Josina. Heard what she said. Would benefit Baker to show up. Folks saying, not completely close the door. Just add that to this entire saga. Another interesting moment. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
No, I think for that to happen, there would have to be some reaching out, but we're ready to move on, I think, on both sides.
That was Baker Mayfield at a football camp in Oklahoma today. And he was asked, any chance that you could play quarterback for the Browns, given the Deshaun Watson situation? And you heard what he said. He said no. And then he said, for that to happen, this would have to happen. And he said, I think we've moved on. So look, Jake Trotter, ESPN, first paragraph sums it up perfectly. You and I have said the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is what Jake wrote. Quarterback Baker Mayfield didn't completely rule out the possibility of a reconciliation with the Cleveland Browns.
All right. Around the room. I'll start it. We'll go around real quick. Status check.
Can I go ahead and give you my vote before you even ask the question?
1 to 10.
I'd like to wait until I hear what Sue Robinson has to say.
Okay. 1 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
1 being see you later, goodbye, never talk again. 10 being happy to be under center will be their first day of training camp to help out the team and do what's best for the Cleveland Browns organization that drafted me 1-1.
I wouldn't expect that kind of wording.
Do you think, on a scale of 1 to 10, odds of Baker Mayfield being the starting quarterback and your level of belief that it will be him? I was at a hard negative 8, as in no way in HE double left-handed hockey sticks he takes another snap for this ball club about 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm up to like a 3.
I'll go 2.
Mac, 1 to 10, 10 being I am honored and privileged to be under center for the Cleveland Browns and look forward to not only this year but the future, 1 being no way in HE double left-handed hockey sticks I am taking a snap for this team. Baker Mayfield starting quarterback.
That's cute, by the way.
-1.
Still -1. Meredith.
I was with you because especially our local beat reporters like Daryl and Mary mm-hmm. Kay and Scott Patrack and all of the people that are kind enough to join us on the show all said Baker Mayfield will never take a snap for the Cleveland Browns ever again. So I was with you on that -8,000.
Mm-hmm.
But after hearing those comments from Baker, after hearing Joe Cena, I might be creeping towards a 2-3.
Yeah, it's weird.
Well, Josina Anderson just said, hey, look, he's got a contract. He needs to play. She's right. We've said the same thing all along. If they go to him and the fact that he just left the door open there for that to happen.
Because even
he sounded game to me.
Even the beat reporters who have banged the table and scream. We had Mary Kay on earlier, bang the table screaming, no way he takes a snap as a Cleveland Brown. It's now like, I've seen crazier.
if Deshaun Watson turns out to be suspended for 6 to 8 games, the Browns won't bother with trying to get Baker back, and they'll try to move him.
Right. They'll get him out.
The only way I see it happening is if the judge rules and there's an unsuccessful appeal by the Players Association that Deshaun is out for the year. That's the only way that Baker's back. They're not back together on the same team. It's either going to be Deshaun for part of the season with Jacoby Brissett, or it's going to be Baker Mayfield or somebody else.
Agreed.
And I still don't think it's likely. Even if Deshaun is out for the year, I don't think it's likely that Baker comes back. But it's interesting to me what he had to say about it. Bill is in Parma. Hello, Bill.
What's happening, Bill?
Hey, you guys. Jeff, you've been in professional sports for a while, and I know a little bit about it. And I'm going to give you guys really how the professional sports world should look at this.
Yeah.
And that is this. We really complain about athletes getting the multi-million-dollar contracts, and they become easy. They're on, new. They're in neutral drive. There's not anything really to push them. You know, you want a situation, you guys, in which you're going to get maximum benefit out of an athlete. If you look at professional football and sports to be in general, all these guys are replacement parts, and they know it. This idea about team and, do it for the city and I'm doing it for the coach, no.
Bill, they're hired mercenaries, right?
Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, everybody's an independent contractor.
Yep.
Right. So how do you think you could get maximum benefit out of Baker Mayfield? He's not going to play for he's not playing for the Browns next year. He's playing for Baker Mayfield.
And, Bill, you're right, and he should.
Yep. But nonetheless, he'd like to stick it to the Browns. He'd like to show them that what they paid for was vastly overpaid. And so if you're going to get a nickel's worth out of this guy next year, and he will, if he plays for us, you will, because he's playing for that $40 million contract, you're going to get a lot if you're going to get anything. And so this idea about him playing for the Browns, if the Browns can just swallow their pride and they want to see a guy go all out, this is the year. But you know, if the Browns can't do it, which will also show me they're not a very good organization to look at motivation of players, they'll let him go. And we won't get anywhere with Brissett. And my own thought is that they're, in a way, they're tanking this season so he can get draft picks.
Well, here's the problem. There are no draft picks to be had. Yeah. They've all been traded.
Remember that,
Bill? No. But nonetheless, you go up the ladder even on a second-round draft pick. And so, again, you guys need to look at it from the point of view. How are you going to get maximum benefit out of an athlete? This is the year in reverse of what you give a guy a $250 million contract, and then they put it in neutral.
Bill, thank you very much, buddy.
Thank you, Bill. If they are kabooming a season,
that is not happening because there's no prize at the end
to move up and down
right
for a second round draft pick
to pick high in the fourth.
Then we're all going to need to take a very, very long walk.
Help us all.
Probably in about mid November.
Yeah, that's not the situation.
That is a mess. That is a complete and utter train wreck mess. If that's the philosophy that is going inside of that building, because that would be one of those situations. If they came out and threw their hands in the air and said, we are tanking this season because we want to move up as a second round draft pick. Look, I think everybody should get due time. I think everybody should happen there. I think everybody in there should have their head examined, and possibly we need to find another front office. Because that's absurd.
The whole situation now is based on what we're going to get from the judge, Sue Robinson. You know, what is that ruling? Where does it end up? And until we find out that piece, there's nothing more that can really be done. If you're the Browns right now, unless you wanted Jimmy Garoppolo or Sam Darnold, you don't have any reason to trade Baker Mayfield.
Not a one.
Because you know, there's the possibility that if, okay, Deshaun's out for the year, you've got your guy still. You roll him out there for a year, and Bill's right. I mean, who wouldn't be more motivated than Baker to go play really well? And Dan, as you said during the break, play really well all season. Light it up. Look really good. And walk out the door just
double
later.
Birds.
Yeah, later.
Double birds to the room.
Out of here. Watch this contract. What do you think about that, Browns fans? I found his comments today very, not enlightening, but pretty mature. I thought, wow, okay. Well done, Baker Mayfield.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.